January the 25th, 2023. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Ilahi Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradio.drmirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Before we get started this evening, my heart is heavy. We're asking everyone to make a dua, a short prayer for Sister Alima Muhammad, the wife of our beloved brother Murad Muhammad, well-known boxing promoter. Most of you know him by that. The program manager who created Block Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Block Talk Radio, Murad Muhammad Speaks. We pray to Allah will bless her, forgive her her faults and her sin, and grant her paradise. To the Muhammad family, my sincere condolences from Uncle B. Also, Brother Raymond Sharif, janazah is this Saturday, January the 28th at 12 noon at Khadija's on Grove Street, Khadija's Funeral Parlor on Grove Street. We will begin with the Ramadan session. Topic: man and the universe as mates created for each other, its timeless relevancy. Lecturer, Imam W.D. Muhammad. And we will open with our Fatiha, the prayer that is said on every occasion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. Dear beloved Muslim believers, peace be unto you. Ramadan Mubarak. We thank Allah for this month of Ramadan, the month of fasting, a month in which there are many blessings according to the word of God. In the Quran, we thank him for our presence today and for our life and health, and we pray that he always is with us, guide us, and grant us mercy. It is important to know and remember that the first word of communication to our prophet was read, Iqra, read in the name of your Lord who created. Praise be to Allah, highly glorified is he, the creator of everything. And in the words of the Quran, he is Al-Kali Kuli Shay. Whatever man creates is the creation of God also. that is one of a lasting value and comes from God's creation. God's creation is the universe and everything contained in it, including man. The great and the most high creator created man as a thinker for man to engage creation. The study of man's development as a thinker or a philosopher or a scientist on the one hand, and as a human community on the other hand, presents an interaction showing the two concerns working together as mates to address the relevancy of a timeless nature in the history of community development for civilized society. Allah Most High says that he created for man his mate of the same nature. And one reference is that, or that is, and Allah highly glorified is he says also to the that man's female counterpart is man Tillis. Tillis is an area to be cultivated or an area under cultivation. In another Quranic reference, Allah the Creator says, the size of the garden created for man to engage with his heart and with his intelligence is as the size or expanse of the sky and the earth, the universe, everything. Relevancy, many critics of religion, and especially scripture, Bible and Quran, they say that the thing that people build their life on in religion and what was revealed or what came to them through their prophets who received revelation has little or no relevancy now in this modern time or in the world. Relevancy means important meaning, the relevancy for man in times past, present, and in the future is understood by recalling how progress for the nation or recorded in the history and explained as a result of the resourceful earth and universe engaged by human heart and the human brain. This is what we learn from history of man and his role in the universe or in the material world. In commenting on relevancy regarding the command read, firstly, reflecting on the treasures of knowledge recorded in history as the accomplishments of civilization, those treasures were found in some form already existing, whether in the earth or in the study of the sky, stars. Allah says to his servant and messenger Muhammad, upon him be the peace, read in the name of your Lord who created. Obviously, our prophet Muhammad understood the connection for human hearts and intelligence. When God introduced himself as the creator in his first communication to Muhammad, human society, whether as small members of neighbors or landowners coming together upon common interests or town folks or city dwellers, most important of the bonds holding individuals together is a common bond of shared space on the land. The land is a creation of God, and the people are a creation of God. God made land for the people and made people for the land. The more the people engage land, the better their conditions, the more developed will be the land. Moreover, the land will be providing its fruits or its produce serving man's needs, often for more than one generation. With a beautiful parable given in scripture comparing the relationship of husband to wife, the relationship of a developed and the earth or the land, we praise Allah and thank him for his most valuable gifts the gift of the ideal human type for us to emulate Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, and for the marvelous system of matter commonly referred to as universe. We pray we will always follow the words of God and the leadership example of his servant and messenger, the last prophet Muhammad. Our Lord, give us in this world good and in the destiny good, and save us from the punishment of the fires of our wild passion. Note for the lecturer, the speaker takes the sitting position, making a short dua, begins with second part of the khutbah. Praise be to God, the Lord, sustainer of all the worlds, and we salute his servant and messenger Muhammad with the traditional salute, the prayers and the peace be upon him, and what follows of that traditional salute. Praise be to Allah, and highly glorified is he. He says the Quran that he took his servant and messenger Muhammad on the night visit up into the sky to the furthest masjid al-Aqsa. Dear beloved gathering here, or a congregation of believers, as it is recorded, soon after this marvelous event in the life of our prophet, he answered the invitation from the people of Medina to come from the strange situation he was in, and his followers, the strain on his mission caused by disgruntled Meccans, even amongst them his own relatives, two of his uncles. He went to Medina where a warm reception was awaiting him. This event designated and beginning of a new calendar, a new series of events, a new history. Soon a community fulfilling the needs of people belonging to a cohesive society took shape and form. Education, the lifeblood, and Salat, the life, were established as a core concern or nucleus for building others, the concern necessary, complete design or picture of an Islamic society. The persecuted plan for Islamic community life on this planet was given a situation for its realization. Whatever is desired to be accomplished first needs the right situation. If you want to drive a car to see neighbors at a distance away first, there must be a right situation. There must be a car drivable and a person qualified to drive. A man wanting to board up something needs the right situation. There has to be things on hand. He is not comfortable to go to work until the site is ready. The tools are with him, and he is clear of what to do. This is said to make what was given in the first part of the khutbah or lecture more understandable. Praise be to Allah, the creator of everything. The potent and pregnant term read for scriptural understanding when connected with the expression the creator, and hence further connecting to creation is what situated our prophet's heart and mind to understand his calling, what he was to do, his mission, what it would be all about. Our most important concern, family survival and progress, children, education, and their future, community survival and progress, institutions and industry through the wicked, disputed nature with their brains, life, and progress. Firstly, God guidance is to be relied upon for us to have the right situation to have development for our own souls, for our community, to have education, to have our further future prepared for the next generation, for our children. We need the right situation. If we rely upon Allah, on the guidance that He is giving in the Quran, and on the model person for us to emulate, Muhammad, with the prayers and the peace be upon him, we will have the right situation. Dua, our Lord, you are surely gathering all humanity for a day in which there will be no doubt. Our Lord, do not have our hearts turned back after you have guided us. Alright, and give us from your presence mercy. Surely you are the granter. Ameen. Iqama, the call for the standing in prayer. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the prayers and the thanks is for God. We thank him for the gifts and blessings of the model human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God, and what follows of that salute or that traditional salutation to the last prophet, the seal of the prophets mentioned in the Bible as it is given in the Quran. Now, you are not familiar with this, I don't think, but the descendants of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, some of my brothers, some of my sisters, nephews and nieces, great nephews and great nieces, they have gotten together and formed a wonderful project to commemorate the works and the contribution to us and to the success and to society, to the world, from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They are really a beautiful group. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad and my mother, Clara Muhammad, were blessed with some beautiful, bright, educated, professional grandchildren, as well as children. I don't want to leave us out. I just wanted you to be aware of this, because it's going to really be wonderful and really great. In fact, they are meeting today, tomorrow, and Sunday, this weekend, here in the Chicago area. We pray that Allah bless their efforts. And I'm sure they are going to get a lot of support for a commemorative center that will have the works of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, his contributions. I just wanted to bring that to your attention. I know a lot of you care about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his works. Yes, we care a lot about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his works, and we care a lot about the family of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I thank Allah that we are blessed to have some very bright professional youngsters in the family amongst the descendants of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Thank you. I just wanted to bring that to your attention. It looks like we are nearly ready now. And please, Brother David, see me at the meeting. We have an appointment, brother. Hold it, Brother David. He was never done this, but some people run up to me. They want people to think that they have given me something extremely valuable. And some of them want you to think they are giving me something. They are giving me money. They run up to me and they give me something. And most of the time when I get home, I can't even read it. But I can't blame them. All of these good-looking brothers and sisters are out here. And they want them to know that they are here too. About 3 years ago, almost now, I noticed how the crowd was growing for the yearly annual Ramadan sessions. And I said, I believe in our heart that the month of Ramadan, these sessions are replacing the old annual Nation of Islam Savior's Day that we used to come to. Our spirit was for that every year. All of us were in the spirit to come to Chicago to hear the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and to meet one another once a year for Savior's Day. I think the Ramadan session is kind of replacing that. I believe it is going to grow as big as Savior's Day used to be. It is growing fast. So we are going to have to find a larger place, I promise you. The next Ramadan session, inshallah, I say that because we never know what is going to happen to me or to anybody. But I feel now like I got most of my life ahead of me. But that's the spirit, you know. So inshallah, we will definitely get away from this situation. We won't have it like this. We'll find a bigger place. We will have a place to accommodate everybody because I don't like you inconvenience like this, standing and others sitting. I don't like that. I promise you next year it won't be this way. You have a place to sit. This is when we like the press to come in and report. They like to report when you have empty seats. But inshallah, we will remedy it some kind of way, even if we have chairs there in place. It is not the chairs there. It's not place to put the chairs. So we are going to have to get a larger place. The community of human beings, the Jummah Khutbah today, the two-part lecture, was on the relationship that man has to the universe. But man here is plural. It means the community of human beings, descendants of Adam, the first father, Adam, and its relevancy. It's important for us now, the past, present, but most importantly, is important for us now, in this time that we are living in, this crowded world that we are living in. We believe in the timeless nature of revelation, the Quran, or revealed word from God. The Quran and what was revealed before it is timeless. That is, it fits into all times. It fits into all times. Judgment Day is continuous. The essential nature and essence of the human life created by God changes nature. Its nature does not change. So those who survive with their original nature, they can be revived if they are slumbering or sleeping and negligent or whatever by God's words if presented to them correctly, even if they are dead and they can be resurrected if the word of God is presented to them correctly. Now you say, well, if they are dead, that's on Judgment Day. We believe that Judgment Day is continuous. This is the Islamic belief. There will be a final standing or day of judgment, but Judgment Day is all the time. And the resurrection is not as important for the individual who lives and dies as it is for the community life that lives and dies. We should understand that. Muhammad, the prophet who received the Quran, became the leader of a new community, an international community now of over 1.25 billion on this earth. And we should understand that the life was given to the nation, to communities all over the planet, Earth, who were sleeping or mentally dead. But they were awakened to life by the Quran and the teaching, the leadership, and example of Muhammad the Prophet, upon him be the prayers and the peace. Bilalian, pardon me. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We witness God is one and cares about all of his creation, especially his human creation and the model human life that is exemplified in the life history of Muhammad the Prophet. Upon him be the prayers and the peace. For this session, the first day of this session, we will be discussing revealed scriptures, the cultivation of the human soul, its education, and the right perception of human identity. The first for humans is the identity given by God. If we understand the Quran and also the Bible on the genesis of man, how we came to exist as humanity and civilized society, how we came to exact on this planet, Earth. If we understand it, we understand that the first identity for human is the identity given by God, not what is given from Dawah about us descending from apes or monkeys. It is the identity that God revealed to us, and we believe that this identity was conceived in paradise and then later formed in the earth. The Prophet Muhammad, upon him be the prayers and the peace, is a model of human excellence for all believers to emulate, and those believers including more than Muslims. God says in the Quran that he is an excellent model for any who believe in God in the last day and believe that they have to account before God, believe that they should be accountable to their creator, God. Any who believe that, Muhammad is an excellent model for them. The prophets are to be seen as singular and plural figures in the Quran, as also in previous scripture. Adam, Abraham, Jesus Christ, and the other prophets, prophetic figures, all prophets, servants of God, are to be seen as singular, but also as plural figures. That means that they do not only represent themselves individually, but what is more important for us students, I say us students because I'm always a student. The prophet said education, to get knowledge, is an obligation on the Muslim from the cradle to the grave. And that is spirit of most of us. Spirit is to continue to seek the word of God and to seek understanding that our spirit. And no matter how old we get on the calendar, that doesn't change. That spirit stays young. So each of these great prophets, and I did not name all of them, I just named a few of them, the main ones. I did not mention Moses, but all of those prophets, they are special types of what God wants us to become ourselves. We should have the character, our character should be growing more like the character of Muhammad the prophet. Our cohesive, that we make it in life, should be guided by the principles that Muhammad the prophet stood upon. Our choice will be good, will be right, will the best choice. We should follow him in his excellent, generally speaking. He also was an excellent husband to his wives. The more we know about him as a person in history, Islamic history, firstly, the more we can benefit from his excellent model of human life that God has shown us in the Quran. Muhammad is what we are created to be in our human excellence. So I could say to you and be correct, that when you look at Muhammad's human excellence, you are looking at you, you are looking at what you are created to be yourself. You are looking at what you are created to be. God is not pointing us to something that is not our own life. He wants to show what each individual life as that life was planned by God the Creator. God says in the second chapter of the Quran, verse 150, quote, so from with us comes, so from which cometh thou startest forth, turn thy face in the direction of the sacred mosque, and whichsoever ye are turned your face thither, thither. Now, this is old English. It means turn your face in that direction towards what has been mentioned, the sacred mosque, that there be no grounds of dispute against you amongst the people of the book, except from them that are bent on wickedness. That means that they are just oppressed with doing those bad things. They are fixed there. They can't get out of it. They are determined to keep up their wicked ways, bent on wickedness. So fear them not, but fear me. That's God speaking. So fear them not, but fear me, that I may complete my favor on you, and ye may be guided. And you know, in the beginning of the Quran, after Al-Fatiha, when you are reading the Quran, God tells us of the book, Hudan ila Muttaqin. Hudan ila Muttaqin, it is guided for the pious, for those who reverence God, and what has and what he has established to be reverent. Hudan ila Muttaqin. And similar verse I'll give you now, addressing what we are bringing forward now in verse 151 of the same chapter, chapter 2, and God says, a similar favor have you already received, and we have sent amongst you. The Arabic language is fikun. It literally means in you. And that we have sent amongst you a messenger of your own, rehearsing to you our signs and purifying you and instructing you in scripture and wisdom and in knowledge. Turn your face in the direction of the sacred mosque. Now let us go back to some of what we have recited from Quran for some comments. God says to the prophet, turn your face towards the sacred mosque. And God says to all of us after that, he says to you, speaking to all the believers, you all turn your faces towards the sacred mosque. All believers are followers of Muhammad. All Muslims are instructed by Allah to turn their faces toward the sacred mosque. And he says, God says that is no matter from what place we are coming or what place we are in. He wants us to turn our face towards the sacred mosque. You know, we do that in prayer, right? And he tells us, which is the promise from God, that if we do that, follow that, no matter where we are on this earth, he will bring us all together. God says by it, he will bring us all together. So there is a lot of struggling in the minds of scholars and religious leaders of Islam over our lack of unity. The way to unify is very plain and clear. No matter where we are, I'm in the United States. We're in the United States. Other leaders for their people are in India, pardon me, in Egypt, Pakistan, and in Spain, and in Africa. over the world, in the Philippines or over the world. God said, wherever we are, he will bring us together. Pardon me. The sacred mountains with no roof over it, but to be brought together, we must agree in one Qibla. It is the sacred mosque, Masjid Haram. This is not ordinary mosque, and you know it does not have a roof over it. The part that is covered by or roof is, in addition, adding to accommodate the growing crowd that comes to make Hajj pilgrimage every year. But when you make the circle around the Kaaba, salute the corner with the black stone in it or wave to it and greet it if you go there and actually touch it and kiss it as Muhammad the Prophet did. At least you are supposed to wave to it. You are supposed to put your open plane up, palm up, pardon me, facing it when you make the Hajj pilgrimage. And then you get into the circle with the pilgrim, and you start going counterclockwise towards your left side, and you make circles around the Kaaba. This is the Masjid Haram, that is the sacred mosque, with no roof over it, it says. Well, what about the Kaaba, the house? It has a roof over it. That is not the sacred mosque. That open ground that we walk on around the house, all of that is the Masjid Haram. So you see, Masjid comes from the word meaning to prostrate, to make sajda like we do when we finish our prayers, with our nose, forehead, hand, knee, toes bent like a baby, as getting ready to crawl or something. That is sajda. And the mosque takes its name from that position, masjid, from sajda. So the masjid is the place of prostration, the place of sajda. It doesn't have to have any walls or anything. That is the masjid. Allah says, Ashadu Masjidullah. The earth is Allah's masjid. That means that anywhere you make salat is masjid at that time. And if you do it on a regular basis, then that spot will become the masjid without any walls, no ceiling, nothing. That spot will become the masjid. I'm talking to my students. I'm trying to reach my students and those who do not see themselves as my students. I'm trying to reach all of you. Now, if you have a bad spirit, that's not my fault. I did not put it in you. I wouldn't say that if I didn't want all of you to benefit. I want all of you to benefit whether you like me or not. You don't have to like me, dislike what I like. You can dislike me. In fact, you can spit on my picture. That's okay as long as I know you like what I like. You like Quran. You like the right understanding of Quran. You like Muhammad. You like the right understanding of Muhammad. I love you whether you hate me or not. I don't care. Praise be to Allah. So we are leading up to a conclusion and visit Palestinian quarters and saw how bad they were being treated by the Israeli government. That region at that time, and they have the worst one now, I was given an opportunity to go and visit Masjid al-Aqsa and make prayer there. The Muslim guide showed us the direction for the Qibla there, and he said, see this name of this masjid? I said, yes. I did. He said, it is the masjid of the two Qiblas, Masjid Qiblatain. It was leading his followers to turn towards Jerusalem. In the prayer, and Allah never told a prophet to do that, but the prophet was not a person raised in any of the religions, and he didn't accept to worship idols or to join the idol worshippers or the pagans in their ways of life. So he was just like the person going on his own, not belonging to any religion, order, or way. And he stayed that way until God began revealing to him a Qibla that shall please you. So he knew how important Jerusalem was to the Christians and the Jews. He led his followers in prayer, and they faced that direction. Later on, here in this presentation, we will come back to that. But for now, you know that it was changed, and the prophet was instructed by Allah, by his creator, by our creator, to turn toward the Masjid al-Haram in Mecca. Before Islam, the same city, though in Arab called it Mecca, it was called Becca. Now, so we are commemorating on this. It says, God says, and I quote, we see the turning of your face for guidance to the heavens, the skies. Now shall we turn thee, now shall we turn you to a Qibla that will please you. So this is clearly saying that Muhammad had been turning in that direction towards Jerusalem, but was not pleased with it. He didn't know what to do. And then God answered his stressed situation and said, turn then your face in the direction of the sacred mosque. Wheresoever you are, turn your face in that direction. Then it says, the people of the book know well that it is the truth from their Lord. Allah is not unmindful of what they do. So what is this saying? Don't just read and not think. This is saying that Christians and Jews knew, and they know that the better Qibla for human beings on this earth is the Qibla that is in the Masjid Haram in Mecca. And that site, a little simple cubic house that has been reported in legends and cultural traditions, legends of the Arabs, as a house that was built by Abraham and his son Ishmael, not Isaac, peace be upon the prophet, because all of those that I mentioned are prophets. What's so valuable about this Qibla? And why do the people of the book do not acknowledge that Muhammad is returning to something that they are well aware of, and that it is turning to the direction that is more important for humanity there and all over the planet Earth than the Qibla that he was turning to before that was in Jerusalem? That's the one in Jerusalem. It is valued by the Jews so much because it has been the ruins there of a great kingdom that they once had, and they said, that kingdom was under the prophet Suleiman or Solomon, the wise. The temple of Solomon is there. And during his time, they achieved great success and had a great kingdom. And people of other races, other religions, all of them were impressed with the kingdom, and many of them had the good life that Jews, people of the different cultures, Africans and others had a good life there because of the great advance that made for civilization. So the Jews turned back there, and they weep at the Weeping Wall, weeping the loss of a great kingdom, but that great kingdom was a kingdom of the Jews, and they addressed the Lord God as the Lord of Israel. So this bothered our prophet, thought that he turning in a direction towards something that is not capable with the perfect idea, human soul, character, and intelligence, God's way is always the best. So God says that he allowed them to worship that way. He allowed that to happen. God could have stopped it before he turned that way. He had the other following him. God could have stopped that, but God said it was a test for his followers to bring out the strong that would be able to stand up to canons of the people of the book, to be able to stand up to the Israeli, to the Jews, to their leaders, and not tremble and shake strong in their position behind Muhammad the leader, Muhammad the prophet, the prayers and the peace be upon him. So God said it's to test them to see who would turn around. They say, now you are changing the direction. I'm through with this. You don't even know the direction. You're not even sure which direction we should be praying in. I'm going to join the Jews or I'll go back to the idolaters, the idol worshippers. Yes, he wanted to test them. You know, I noticed the strong winds come in spring, the month of March, and introducing spring. Those winds are strong. They knock down weak stuff. They knock down rotten stuff, dead stuff. And then I notice at the end of the season, it comes again. Not quite like March, the strong winds comes again, knocking down weak stuff, dead and rotten stuff. So when the next spring comes, the life is strong. And just in case it is not strong with the will came against in the spring. The will comes against in the spring, in March. That's the way of God. All of these things are signs. God says, both in the Bible and in the Quran, it says these things are signs that most of the people are unaware or don't pay attention heedless. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad kissed the black stone. I heard the Honorable Elijah Muhammad once say he made Umrah. He did never make Hajj. He was going to Egypt and Pakistan, so he got permission to make Umrah. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad and one who was calling all white people the devil. There were some white ones in the government leadership of the Hajj administration, Saudi Arabia, but they let him in there. We have his picture kissing the black stone. And he said of his making the Umrah there, when I kissed that stone, I felt like I was kissing myself. Now that is, what is the stone? Muhammad kissed the stone. The prophet himself, prayers and the peace be on him, he kissed the stone. And one of the caliphs said, if I had not seen him, or know he kissed that stone, I would have never kissed it. And I'm sure that the caliph didn't have the insight. Or who are you to say that the caliph, the companions of the prophet, didn't have insight? Understand that he had no knowledge just a few years before he saw Prophet Muhammad kiss that black stone. That Khalifa, he had no knowledge. He had to be educated in the scripture. And in religion that they had no history for and had no life in. So they were actually ignorant of what the Christians knew and ignorant of what the Jews knew. Those Arabs, they worship idols, were ignorant of that. Even though this Khalifa never worshiped idols either, he was like Prophet Muhammad. There was a few people in that time did not go for the ignorance. They just did not have a religion. Hanifa. They all called Hanifa from Hani. And Abraham is called Hani, Ibrahim, or Abraham. The Hanif, and the Arabic-speaking people approved of the translation that Hanif means upright in his human nature. That simply means that those people who were companions, associated with each other, because they had like mind and like spirit, like character, and like similar values. And principles, their belief was that of the human should have out the best of his life and should build upon the best of his life. He should never follow weakness or something that brings down his life. He should only follow strength and that which makes his life more excellent. And it is said by God in the Quran that this was the nature and the position of Ibrahim the Hanif, the upright in his nature. So continuing the comments on this, the people of the book, they are refusing to acknowledge something that is great, but though it is not acknowledged by them that Muhammad's Qibla is the best Qibla for all people. In their churches, in their synagogues, in their religion. It has been acknowledged by them in their search for the ideal society now to establish the best government for the people. I believe France was first to think what it is best for our government for us, have for all people, to have progress and much less problems than we had with those other forms of government. We have experience and here thinking their philosophers arrived at the idea of collective rule, collective authority, that we now call, commonly referred to as democracy. The identity is human. Our democracy in these United States comes to birth upon a perception of the human being as a creation with rights that you can't take away from him. You can't violate those rights of the human being, the human person, and that these rights belong to each human person that will be accepted in the citizenry by virtue of their own natural composition. That they have these rights simply because they are human. The identity is human. So if the identity is human, then they are entitled to these rights by virtue of their own identity, composition, not made by man, not made by government, but inherent in the very flesh of every person. So this is the position that these great philosophers took, and we have this idea holding our political concepts together for this nation. That's what holds the concepts together. The belief in the individual right, an inalienable right of the individual human person. Once you accept to be a citizen here, you have that recognition. And those rights are not to be taken from you or violated. And no government, nobody can take those rights from any individual human person. We inherit the spirit of human community. So So our government, France and other Western governments that have that as an adhesive holding their ideology together, those governments have come to the Qibla or to the Muslim. That is exactly what we believe. And I'm sure that they had the good intelligence and the heart and the nature, those who put together the idea for us for generations to come. I'm sure they also understood that this applies also to the collective body of people. It's more important as a possession of the human community than it is as a possession of a human individual. So what we inherit in the community spirit, the spirit for human community, we are not just inheriting properties that are to be established as the properties of individual human life. No, we are inheriting an urge, a spirit, a direction in our life stream, our life flow that will connect us with others who have the same. And the purpose of it is for us to form a social community, a community of people. And that is why God says in the Quran, highly glorified is he, that the creatures that go about on this earth, communities like yours, it's in the Quran. And you have read it, many of you, that it is to tell us that it is not only a description of human life. This is a description of life, period. You don't have to search, stretch your imagination too much to agree with those who say that even plant life exists in community. Grass wants to be with grass. It so happens that way. Trees want with trees. That is the forest, isn't it? Community life. If you don't have the right Qibla and your life hasn't been interrupted or confused by the world that rejects the real Qibla or its ignorance or the real Qibla, you will be unconscious in your own nature. It will be unconscious in your own makeup to come to that idea or that belief, that recognition that I am human. I should mate with other humans. If black is not human and you are black, the human should mate with the non-human. No human, in fact, is first not Africa, not European, not white, or black, yellow, or red. The excellent model is the pure human type. So the human is first. That is your valuable property, that you are human. That is your sacred property, that you are human. It would be better that you are human and keep your own identity with your people. But if all of your people turn to another Qibla that makes them wild and crazy, filthy, and inhuman, then you leave all of your people and you become white, yellow, red, or anything else rather than to give up your humanity. You see, this is where we should be. When we are reading the Quran and reading about Muhammad's excellent model, that excellent model is not an Arab. The excellent model is the pure human type that God wants in every human walking the earth. Sadaqallahu al-Adeem. Surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Day. Before we close, we're asking everyone to make a dua, a short prayer, for our beloved Sister Alima Muhammad, the wife of the renowned boxing promoter Murad Muhammad. Also, Imam Dr. Murad Muhammad established New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Dr. Murad Speaks, Blog Talk Radio Program. And may Allah bless his wife, forgive her her faults and her sins, and grant her paradise. And to the Muhammad family, we pray to Allah that you will have strong faith in your hour of bereavement. And I pray to that to all of you, you have my condolences, Uncle B. Thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you.